Well, just to start then, Danny, obviously the last few results haven't quite gone your way, have they?
No, they haven't, you know, and I think from a disappointment point of view, you know, it comes in greater numbers from your fans, I suppose, and the players themselves. You know, we're trying to have some sort of calmness about it, you know, but we're disappointed we lost in the way we did. More importantly, I think the Oldham game, as much as the Walsall game, the Oldham game was the one in completely dominating, and then not having the points return in that was disappointing from our point of view. But listen, we never thought it was going to be easy. You know, it's just panning out exactly how we thought it was going to be. It's going to go right to the wire. It's going to be nerve jangling, I'm sure, from lots of areas. But it's a time of excitement for us. You know, we'd rather be challenging at this end and scrapping and fighting at the other end.
You say it's exciting. I can see it in your body language. You know, you look quite fired up for it.
Well, I am. I'm looking forward to it. You know, I think that you know, we don't always get expectation levels right, and you know, and in that area, but we feel that we've got a real, real chance of getting automatic promotion this year, and we're going to give it a really good go. It's not going to go all the way every game. We know that, and it's how we respond to the games after that. But I do feel that, you know, we've got a fantastic chance, and we're still in a very, very good position, I have to say. You know, and in some people's eyes, you think, you know, we dropped into relegation zone.
How frustrating is it for you from the last few games where you see that look, those chances aren't quite going your way?
I mean, the chances are one thing, you know, but you have to go back to the circumstances, you know, at the Oldham game, and that's the first time in 30 odd years I've ever known a back four to be taken out of a game in one game. It's the most unusual thing I've ever seen. Having to happen to yourself, you know, is difficult to explain. But I think that was, you know, obviously one of the reasons I say why we didn't come out with any success in both games. But prior to the situation that developed in the older game, we had enough chances to win the game, but we didn't take them. But we had two goal advantages, and should have seen the game through, and we didn't, and that was a disappointment of it. But listen, you know, like I say, you can't have everything that's going, you know, exactly the way that we want things. You know, we're going to have blips and what have you, and ups and downs in certain games, and we've got to deal with it. But I've got great belief in the players, and I've got great belief in the way they'll react to this situation at the moment.
Well, you mentioned there the players. Is this a time where you get to see what they're really made of, when you see those other teams catching up and you're not getting the results that you want?
Well, not really. I think they've shown what they're made of. You know, I think, you know, after a very, very, you know, tough start of the season, I think they responded really well, and I think that, you know, that was a real test for them. We could be in a position now where we could be challenging for some of the playoff places, but they've shown their mettle, and they've shown the commitment, and they've shown the bottle as they've gone along to force themselves into the top two, and that in itself, you know, you need to give them some credit for that. But the job's still nowhere near done yet, you know, as it's not for anybody else. You know, everybody will still have a feeling that they can get to, you know, the Holy Grail, and that's a top two. You know, we're in that position at this moment in time, and we all the aces at the moment in time. It's up to us to make sure we keep it there.
And presumably you've said to them that, you know, the future, the destiny, it's over to them, isn't it?
Well, it is, and whether that stays that way in the next 12 games or so, we'll have to wait and see. But, you know, you could find yourself out the top two, you know, and chasing again, who knows? You know, but what I'd say again, we're capable. You know, we're very capable of getting those top two places. Now, the best time is, and everybody will say, they'll hit the top two in the last game of the season. That'd be perfect, and that's got to be what the aim is. You know, if we can take a bit of pressure off ourselves and help people to enjoy themselves and be safe with three or four games to go and relax and enjoy the season, that'd be great. I don't think that's going to be the case, quite honestly.
So this weekend, then, do you see it as a matter of maybe making a few little tweaks, stopping a few errors, rather than there being something seriously wrong?
I've fantastically, I totally agree with that. Yeah, there's nothing fantastically wrong. There's little areas, you know, the difference between, you know, us winning the game and in both the games of the night is very, very small. It's only small, the little things, and we tweaked them before in the season and got the good results. I got the right results, and we'll do the same again now, you know, and I think it's important, you know, that, you know, certainly from Sheffield United's point of view and our fans, is that, you know, we see that, you know, where we are at this morning time, and really embrace it and really endorse what we can do, you know, and that's good end to Brentford, put a good show on, but more importantly, come away with some points.
What are you expecting from Brentford?
Well, they've got a team who Uwe feels can go into the top six places at minimum, you know, so, you know, they'll see, you know, our last couple of results, and I'm sure they'll be buoyed by that. They come off the back of a